Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of NFL Roundup with your host, Mike Ferrara. I'm Magic Mike Ferrara, and I'm in the hot seat. And we are ready to rock and roll and welcome, like I said, to another edition of NFL Roundup, episode number 6. Well, let me give you the particulars tonight. 718-508-9883. Stay tuned after this folk show because I'll tell you right now, we got Mavericks comic book roundup tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Comic roundup tonight. Head on over to TotallyDrivenTV.com. And you'll find a bevy of shows that you want to listen to, and you'll love it. It's a great little network. So that's what we got coming on for you. So I hope everybody's happy. We're week 7. We got another London game coming up. The New York Giants made some headlines this week. Want to talk to some Jet fans, see if they're happy, what's going on with the Jets seasons. We've got some injury stuff to go over, some standing stuff to go over, some scores to go over from last week. Interesting week it was in football. And I'll tell you right now, folks, 4-2, the Buffalo Bills are looking good. People counted the Bills out. Don't count the Bills out just yet. They may surprise somebody. I mean, getting to the playoffs would be really, really good. There's Bills fans out there, 718-508-9883. I want to hear from you. We are live tonight, and I want to hear from all the football fans tonight. The Jet fans, Giant fans, you know, I want you to voice your opinion. Cowboy fans, just everybody, bring it tonight, and we're going to have a fun night. If you want to tweet me, Twitter, it's Magic Mike Ferrara at Not With 4 Life, the number 4 Life. And then if you go to NFL Roundup, I'm on Facebook at NFL Roundup. And I also do a wrestling show, and on the sad note today, very sad note, something happened today in wrestling. Frankie Martin, Don Gagne, passed away, and he'll definitely be missed. And you can listen to a show that I did from September 8th. But NFL Roundup with Mike Ferrara is Facebook, so go there right now to your Facebook, and you could check out everything there. And so we're excited about tonight's show. And why don't we start tonight's show off with talking about my picks and see how I did from last week. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks right. So 6 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. I had a bad week. I think this is the first week I had a losing week, and some bad stuff to go over. Let's get into last night's game, because we could talk about last night's game. Last night's Chicago Bears game was just awful, and you know, from the first half, it was very boring. And the final score was 26-10. The Green Bay Packers looked like they were playing with rubber gloves on. They just didn't look like they were going to do anything. And Chicago, you know, they are bad. I mean, they're just a horrible team right now. They're a bad team, and they're all messed up. And what people don't understand is that a 4-2 team, but if I would like an NFC North kind of a feel to it. But Green Bay winning, Aaron Rodgers completing like a record of 39 passes, 56 attempts, 326 yards, 3 touchdowns, just a monster night, and I have him in one of my fantasy leagues. Montgomery rushed for 60 yards, not really nothing to write home about. Cobb did about 21 yards. Just receiving, Adams did 13 receptions, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, you know, it's like I said, just a lackluster of a game. And then you look at the other side, Barkley had two interceptions, 81 yards. Hoyer came in Hoyer did 49 yards. So the quarterbacks looked terrible last night. And then the rushing, only 48 yards of the carry. Howard handled the ball for 22 yards. And the receptions, Miller, Jeffrey, Bellamy, and Meredith, 3, 32, 12 yards. And that's basically it. So. And they're on, and they're going down. They're on the decline. We're going to talk about them in a little bit. We're going to get a preview of next week and who they're playing. But the game last night sucked. And for anybody that wants to call up and talk about the game last night, it just wasn't anything that I'd like to write home about. It wasn't anything that good. And it's a sad situation. And that's basically. That's basically where we're at on that. Like I said, just a bad game, and I don't know. We're gonna move on from this because we got so much to talk about, so many games. I want to go through all these, go through all the games if we can. Let's go around the league right now, and that's what we're going to do. And if you guys are on hold, wait, I'll be right there. 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call. Let's talk some NFL action tonight. This is week 7. So let's go around the league. So the first game we're going to talk about is the Buffalo Bills and the 49ers. And last week's Bills game was just anything but savory. I knew coming into it that 49ers were going to lose. That was good, and for everybody that picked the Bills last week, very good job. Tyrod Taylor looks tremendous against the 49ers. By the way, Kaepernick didn't do shit. He didn't help out at all. So having Kaepernick back there, it didn't even, I don't know what they were doing, but whatever, right? I guess let's start with the San Francisco 49ers first. Kaepernick, 13 completions, no big deal. 187 yards, one touchdown, not scared, wasn't worried. Hyde ran for 52 yards. You know, it's funny. Smith, 76 yards, receiving one touchdown. Patton has 52 yards. If you have these guys in your fantasy league, good luck. Victor had 2 receptions, 25 yards. Kaepernick fumbled once. You know, that's like Taylor. Taylor fumbles the ball. It's just a bad job. Taylor and McCoy couldn't hold on to the ball last week. We got to shorten that up and shore it up. Let's look at the kicker. The kicker, Dawson, he was 3 for 3. He hit like a 48-yard field goal. He was 10 points. He was pretty money. The Buffalo Bills side, Tyrod Taylor, did 16 out of 25 completions. 179 yards, 2 touchdowns, and EJ Manuel came in for a little bit. Not much. LeSean McCoy attempted 19, and he rushed for 140. Had a big day. 3 touchdowns, 38 yard was his longest. Gillespie got that 61. Taylor did it by himself, 68. So that's impressive for a quarterback that could run. Clay, 52 yards catching, 5 receptions, not bad day. Robert Woods, they threw to Woods 5 times, 44 yards, 1 touchdown. This guy, Justin Hunter, is just unbelievable. They threw him once. And he scored like a 30-yard touchdown. Pretty good. Nick O'Leary, the man that doesn't wear any gloves, 2 receptions, 29 yards, not bad. LeSean McCoy, he had 2 yards. He had a 2-yard catch. And the fumbles were atrocious. And Dan Carpenter hits 1 for 1, 9 points, 40 goals. He actually nailed a 40-yarder, and he went 6 for 6. That's not bad. And the punting team was pretty good, and the defense was good. So defense played good. Defense played good. 16 points is not bad when you score 45 points. But the Buffalo Bills are forced to be reckoned with. They were playing a game that they had to win because, to me, this was a trap game. Just like Miami's a trap game, but we're going to talk about Miami. I don't think Miami's that good, but we'll talk about Miami and what they did. They beat Pittsburgh, so we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I want to let everybody know this is Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network, and this is NFL Roundup. And we're on episode number 6 already. And I hope everybody's enjoying these because I love doing these shows. I love sports, so it's right up my alley. And if you love sports tomorrow at 10 a.m., right here. I think it's 10 a.m. right here on this network. It is the Mojo Sports Show tomorrow. So get ready for Mr. Mojo. And, okay. And the Redskins against the Eagles. I think the Eagles are starting to show what they really are made of. I'm very high on the Eagles, and I do love, like, Wentz, even though he's a rookie. But I don't know. There's something about the – there was something about last week's game that made me go, you know, it was one of those things where – all right, let's go by what we see. We saw Wentz do 11 completions, 22 attempts. He threw for 179 yards, no touchdowns. Matthews rushing got 60. It was like a lackluster day for these guys. Foles did 20 yards. Matthews on the receiving end of it, 3 receptions, 75 yards. He had like a 54-yarder reception. Angola, 3 receptions, 34 yards. David Beckham, I think Green Beckham, he got like 23 yards. Yeah, and Sturge is kicking. He hit like a 30-yard. He was 2 for 2. He hit like a 30-yard, and he was 2 for 2 for the extra points. He got like 8 points. So, and then we go over to the other side of it, and we got Kirk Cousins. He had a great day, you know, last week. He threw 18 completions, attempted 34. 263, not on. 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Jones, 135 yards, attempts for rushing, and 1 touchdown, and 57 was his longest. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Receiving, Garcon, 6 receptions, 77 yards. His longest was 22. Jackson, 4 receptions, 55 yards. Davis, yards, 2 receptions, and Chowder, 3, 52 yards. And kicking, Hopkins did 2 for 2. And at the end of the day, it was 27-20. So it really was like a close game, and then bam, they you know, it's like bam, you know, the Redskins just pulled away and they won. So, but like I said, as the Eagles starting to look like a team that people were saying, you know, from the beginning. I mean, they were just telling me that they were just a bad, bad team, and nobody believed in the Eagles, and look at what the Eagles have done. They dropped their, like, last 2, so I don't know. And the Redskins might be that good ever since beating the Giants, but I don't know. We're going to have to see, you know, we're going to have to see what we're going to be doing, you know, who knows what that with that. That's just right now we're gonna talk about the Steelers and the Dolphins. That game, Steelers and the Dolphins. It was a massacre. Dolphins just butchered the Steelers. The Miami Dolphins left Ben Roethlisberger limping, and the rest of the Steelers didn't look better. Roethlisberger missed one series because he because of a knee because of a left knee injury, and he was held to 189 passing yards. So so let's look at Tannehill. Tannehill 24 completions, 252 yards. I got to give it up, Tannehill. I wasn't really a big Tannehill guy, but come on. The defense, they looked terrible. The Steelers, they looked awful. Letting a guy run all over the field. 25 attempts for 204 yards, 2 touchdowns. My God, way to go, Miami. And you defeated him with Roethlisberger. Williams, 6. Landry, 7 receptions, 91 yards. Gray, 3 receptions, 81 yards. Parker, 28 yards, 5 receptions. So they're spreading the ball around. Foster, Sims, and Stills all go for 12 yards. Kicking, Franks made 3 for 5. He had 12 points. His longest was a 30-yard kick. Punting looked pretty good too. The defense looked good. I mean, look at what they did over on the other side. Roethlisberger, 19 completions, 189 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Howard Bay, let's see, Bell ran for like 50 yards. Bay ran for 60 yards. Bay had a touchdown. Bell also 55 yards and 6 receiving catches. Antonio Brown had 4 receptions, 39 yards. Hamilton, 2 receptions, 36 yards. And Mr. Boswell, he only had one extra point. He had 1 point, and that was it for him. So, and the Pittsburgh Steelers were terrible defensively. Wow, that's a game. That was a trap game. See, that was a trap game because the Steelers had to win this game, but yet they lose. Unbelievable. If you're a Steelers fan, kick yourself in the fanny and call it a day because what the hell happened? How do you let the Dolphins beat you? But whatever, right? Keep going, and let's try to figure this out. Let's go over to the Titans and the Browns. The Browns are 0-6. They almost won their game. They lost again, but they almost won against the Titans. The Titans are not faring well that much either. So let's do that. We'll analyze that one. The Cleveland Browns, Kessler throws for like 336 yards, 2 touchdowns, 26 completions. So the man was airing the ball out. Johnson only rushed for 18 yards. Only rushed for 18 yards, 1 touchdown. So, Crowell, rushed for 16 yards. Pryor, receptions 9, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lewis, 5 receptions, 65 yards, and 42. Barnbridge, 3 receptions, 59 yards. So they're spreading the ball out. Hawkins, 3 receptions, 48 yards, and Johnson, 56. Let's see. And the particulars on the kicker. Let's see the kicker. Parkley was 2 for 2, 45 long, and he hit both of his extra points. So. So that was 8th right there. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. On the other side of the ball, Mariota had 17 completions, 284 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 deception. Murray had 21 attempts, 65 yards running, 1 touchdown. Mariota rushed for 64, so he almost beat his running back. Wright had 8 receptions for 133 yards, 1 touchdown. Matthews had 3 receptions, 7 yards, 1 touchdown. Sapar, 2 receptions, 25 yards. Walker, 1 and 21. So that's and Sakup missed 1 field goal, and he hit all of his extra points. So that's basically where they're at over there. So that was one. So that was another game that we just did, and it was a good game. Again, I watch all these games, so I've seen these games just in case somebody wants to talk about them. But you never know what's going on. And if you want to give me a call and talk about a particular game, 718-508-9883. We're going to head back to the room, and we're going to go now to another. I want to do another game, of course. The Ravens and the Giants. That surprised me right there. The Ravens and the Giants. Odell Beckham's heroics led the Giants to the win. That's what happened there, even though he got fined for taking his helmet off. I don't know what the hell he was doing. How about Manning? Eli Manning, 2 completions, 433 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I'll take it. I mean, he didn't look that spectacular, but come on. The 2 interceptions were garbage. But you never know, right? Jennings, 9 attempts, 15 yards. Let's see. Odell Beckham, 8 yards. I mean, 8 receptions, 222 yards. Receiving, 2 touchdowns, 75 was his longest. Darnell had 6 receptions, 34 yards. No touchdown for him, 13 was his longest. Victor Cruz, 3, 31-17. Shepard, 4 receptions, 25 yards, and 10 was his longest. Lewis, 1. Goes to show you, folks. And let's check out the kicker. The kicker, Brown, 2-2, and Brown's out now because of some domestic violence. So that's going to suck. He's not even with the team. I think he might be done soon. So, over on the other side of the ball, we have Baltimore Ravens. And by the way, both teams are now 3-3. We're going to go over that in a little bit too. 26 completions for Flacco, 307 yards. That's not bad. No touchdowns for him. No interceptions for him. West did the rushing, 87 yards. 23 attempts, and Flacco attempted 1 yard and didn't get anything. Wallace, 4 receptions, 97 yards, no touchdown for him. Aiken, 4 receptions, 64 yards, no touchdown for him. Perlman, same thing, 3 receptions, 48 yards, 41 was his longest, by the way. Pitta, 6, 36, 11. West, 4, 36, and 12, that's reception yards and longest game. And that's what's going on there. And then of course, let's see, the kicker, Tucker, 3-for-3, 39 was his longest. 20, didn't hit the 2 point, he got 11 points. So that's going on. That's what's going on there. So the Giants win, which I was shocked at. But again, look at how Baltimore's playing, and they've been losing. So let's settle down. I mean, in the beginning it was they beat the Bills, but now look at where they are. The Panthers against the Saints, and that was a good game. 41 Saints, 38 Panthers. Could have gone either way. Let's do the particulars in this game. The Jet game I want to talk about, man. Where are all my Jet callers? In the beginning of the season, it was like, oh, the Jets were going to go all the way. And look at where the Jets are at right now. But let's keep it going. Newton, 27. Excuse me. Okay. Yeah, Okay, so anyway, Cam Newton, 27 completions. He threw for 322 yards. Monster. I have Cam. So welcome back to Cam. two touchdowns, one interception. Rushing Stewart, 85 yards, touchdowns. Talbert, 12 yards. Receiving, Olsen, 6 receptions, 94 yards. Benjamin, 8 receptions, 86 yards. Again, 5 receptions, 54 yards. Brown, 2 receptions, 33 yards. Funges, 2 receptions, 28 yards, a touchdown. And Dickerson, 3. 23-1, and 15 was his longest kicker. Dano, 142 yard, and that was his longest. And now let's check over on Breeze's side. Breeze had 34 completions, 465 yards. He had a monster day. 4 touchdowns. 1-5 Carolina Panthers, unacceptable for me. And just terrible. So that's where we're at there. We're going to move on because we have other games to get to. Some of the particulars might not be that quick. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll just do some scores and mix it up. Because we got a lot to talk about tonight. So the other games that we're talking about, 35-17, the Patriots, good game for them. The Patriots just roll over the Bengals. The Chiefs, what happened to the Raiders? The Chiefs just opened a can of whoop-ass on the Raiders, 26-10. And the Raiders are 4-2, and the Chiefs are 3-2, so it's a game you have to win. How about the Falcons? The Falcons lost 26-24, close game by the Seahawks. Seahawks just trying anything. The Cowboys are looking impressive as they beat the Packers, which was shocking. I was very, very shocked about that. I'll give you the particulars on that. I'm sure a lot of these Cowboy fans. Cowboys, by the way, are not going to the Super Bowl. So Cowboy fans want to shut up about that. They're very boisterous, and they talk shit. And Cowboys are not going to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't even pick the Cowboys. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Bills fan. I mean, I really, really like Prescott. I think Prescott's really good. Let's talk about Prescott. Prescott had he completed 18 attempted 27, 247 yards. Are they kidding me? For throwing three touchdowns. Elliott had 28 carries, 157 yards. He averaged 5.6 a carry, and then the touchdown. Let's see what we got here. How about receiving? Let's see, receiving Williams, 4 receptions, 75 yards. Beasley, 6, 58 yards, 2 touchdowns. What a beast. Jason Witten, 4 receptions, 42 yards. Whitehead, 1 reception, 35 yards. Butler, 1 reception, 20 yards. And let's check out the other side of the coin. Aaron Rodgers, 31-yard completions, 294 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. My, just a terrible day. Nelson, 5 receptions, 68 yards. Montgomery, 10 receptions, 98 yards, not bad. Cobb, 7 receptions, 53 yards. And Adams, receptions, 34 yards. And the particular on the kicking, Crosby nailed the 3-for-3. And Bailey on the other side was 3-for-3. So there you go, 3-for-3. And the Cowboys, beat the Packers. And that's why some of my games this week were just god-awful. Let's see if I can even tell you the games I got wrong. Denver, San Diego, I picked Denver. Chicago, I had Jackson. So, Pittsburgh, I had that game, and Miami smokes. Baltimore, I picked Baltimore. Philly, I picked Philly. Yeah, Oakland, I picked Oakland. The Packers, picked the Packers. I even picked Indianapolis. I guess I didn't know what I was getting into. And the Jets, I picked Arizona. So we're going to talk about that in just a second, though. But this is NFL Roundup. This is episode number 6. The Colts, 26 in overtime, 26-23. Colts lose. Shocking. The Colts are just not looking like they're themselves. I don't know what's going on with the Colts, but they're just not looking like themselves. If you guys want to give us a call, 718-508-9888. We're going to do some commercial breaks right after I'm done with the last game, which was the Monday night game. Let's skip the particulars to this game, and let's get with the particulars on the next game. The Jet game, 28-3. The Jets didn't even show up in Arizona. How sad are they? The Jets are just losing. Terrible. Fitzpatrick sucks. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're changing the quarterback, and Geno's going to be the quarterback. You could put Testaverde in there, and it's not going to work. It's just a terrible situation. I'm sorry to say that the Jets fans should just pack it in. Fitzpatrick, 16 completions, 174 yards, one interception. Geno Smith came in the game, and he actually threw for 31 yards, and he had one interception. Matt Forte rushed for 19 yards. Just a disgrace. What the hell is he doing out there? Forte sucks. And everybody that said that Forte is better than Shady, that's bullshit. So, where are the Jet fans? Come on, 718-508-9883. Jet fans, I want to hear from you. Jet fans, the Jets suck. And I want people to realize that. But whatever. I mean, it's all in fun. Just kidding around. Marshall, three receptions. Going with that, sticking with that, though, really. Marshall, three receptions, 70 yards. Just a sad situation for them. Inua, three receptions, 42 yards. Anderson, four receptions, 24 yards. Geno Smith fumbled, got to hold on to the ball. Nick Folk, one for one, hit like a 39, and I like Nick. So, and then let's go to Palmer of Arizona. Palmer had like 213 yards through the air, one touchdown, a 23-34. Johnson rushed for 111 yards, three touchdowns. Monster day for the second season, David Johnson. So that's not bad. Receiving-wise, Joe Brown, five receptions, 54 yards. Larry Fitzgerald, six receptions, 49 yards. So that's what happened there. And Catanzaro had for 4 points. And so there you go. So when we come back, we're going to talk about, I want to talk about the standings, do some injuries. We're going to pick these week's games, and that's all coming back. And your calls, too, I want you guys to call on it. Jet fans, I want you to call, though, too, because I can tell you about your team. 718-508-9883. This is the NFL Roundup week number. This is for number six. We're talking about number seven. And that's where we're at. So right now we are going to take our commercial break, and we'll be back, and then we're going to do the standings, injuries. We're going to get you ready for this week's games, the injuries with that, and I'll do my picks, and we'll be on our way. And we'll be back. Commercial break.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversation, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
All right, and 718, we are back, and it's a roundup with Mike Ferreira, episode number 6. 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call. I want to talk to you. You're a football fan. Phone lines are open. We need callers for the show. I do this show every week, so hopefully, you know, for 90 minutes, I get to talk to myself on the air, but I want to talk to the fans. 718-508-9883 is the number. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to the football fans. If you guys are listening to me right now and you hear my voice, tell me what you think of this show. Call it up. 718-508-9883. What do you think of my football knowledge? Give me a call on that. We do have a phone. We do have a caller on the line. And this is a good caller. I know this caller. Caller, are you there?
What's going on, Magic Mike?
What's going on, Mr. Mojo? How
what
are
you,
you
doing?
Sir?
How's it going, man?
Talking some football tonight, and you know, excited that I get to do the show. Like I said, and it's fun. So what's going on with you?
And I just got home from Little League Baseball. I said I turn on the show and listen to the show. I said, let me call in.
Oh,
talk about
you.
Our Miami-Buffalo game this week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just going to get into the I was just going to do some injury reports and go around the league. Let's before we do that, what you think of the Miami-Pittsburgh game?
It was a shocker, I'll tell you that. I wasn't expecting to win that game. And definitely a shocker that they were able to pull it out. I mean, they were desperate. They had to win 1-4. They lose that game. This season's probably over. So it was a nice win. And, you know, they kind of batted Roethlisberger. That was a big part of it. They were hitting them all game. So I think that was a big part of them getting that win. Their defense played
and
great.
And also Pittsburgh. I was going to say that, too. Pittsburgh's defense sucked. So and they ran all over them. That's right. So I mean, but if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, which you are, 30-15, man, that's a game. That's a game that Pittsburgh was probably thinking, oh, we're gonna beat you.
Well, a lot of people were picking Pittsburgh all week in the suicide knockout pools. Everybody figured Pittsburgh was an easy win last week. You know.
Yeah, don't remind me. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. He just tipped my hat. I am now knocked out of the pool.
Oh, see? You're not the only one, Mike. A lot of people are.
I didn't think it was going to be an easy win, but I just didn't think that Miami had fight in them.
Oh,
I mean,
my weekly pool, when I pick, you know, my picks, I picked Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I thought Pittsburgh would win. But
I know,
listen,
I know.
It's a big win. This week's a huge game. Both teams are banged up. Buffalo's got a lot of injuries. Miami's got injuries. I mean, so both teams are banged up. But like you said, there's no time for excuses. You got to go out and play the game, right? What you got?
No, that's what you have to do. I had a horrible week this week. I went like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had 6 as my tops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. So I was pretty banged up because, again, teams like Oakland, I picked Oakland. They should have won. I think you picked Kansas City, right?
Yeah, I actually had Kansas City. I picked Kansas City.
Yeah, so you were smarter in that one.
I had 11 wins last week.
Yeah, I'm saying, and of course, because you probably got the ones I didn't get, probably. I picked Arizona. Oh, no, I picked the Jets. I picked Indianapolis. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what made me pick the Jets, but.
I had Washington over Philly. I had, what was the other one I had? What was that? Who did Philly play? It was Washington last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Washington over Philly. I had the Giants over Baltimore. I had, this week I took, in my suicide knockout pool, I took the Bengals against the Browns this week.
It's suicide pools. I was going to say, those suicide pools are the best, I think. Me personally, I like them. I think
they're tricky because you've got to save the good teams. You know, you don't want to always just use all the good teams up. So you want to find matchups and stuff too, right? So I almost took the Bills last week. I almost took the Bills because I knew they would beat the Niners last week.
Yeah, well, that's what was going to come down to it. And this week we actually have an early game. We have a Giants and Rams, 9:30 a.m. That's going to be fun.
Start the day off early for you for football. You
know? Start the football early. All right. So injuries, Buffalo Bills, as you were saying, we'll do Miami first. Rashad Jones, safety. Didn't practice.
Let me just add for a second, Mike. I'm sorry. Rashad Jones is out for the year, and that's a crushing injury for the Hawks. I mean, for the Hawks, the Dolphins. I'm watching the Atlanta Hawk replay right now, the basketball game.
Oh, that's cool.
As I talked to you from yesterday. But, so it's a crushing. I mean, you got a Pro Bowl safety. They're only good defensive back. You lose a play. That's a huge loss to already a weak secondary. Like, their secondary is not good. So to lose your best player out there is huge. Is a major injury.
You have about three people that are out right now. Jordan Cameron, definitely, he's out. Your tight end, he's got a concussion.
Yeah, he's been out all year.
He didn't even practice. Xavier Howard. He's out. He didn't even practice. He's got a knee injury.
Yeah, knee surgery. He's their best cornerback too.
Really? Wow. And the tight end Sims is out, concussion. Adrian Foster. Here's where it's questionable. The running back and Shady's on the same. Shady's a game time decision. I'm hearing so, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second.
He's questionable. Jenkins is questionable. Linebacker. He's got a groin injury. He actually did play. I mean, did practice. Tony Lippett, cornerback. He's questionable. He's got a hamstring. A lot of hamstring injuries in football. And
I know.
Spencer Prelanger, because that's what you're using basically. You're using your hamstring. The Buffalo Bills on the other side of this, Marcell Dareus, he's doubtful. He's the defensive tackle. He's got a hamstring. Robert Woods has a foot injury. He's doubtful. And wide receivers like Robert Woods, he's stepping up. He's doing pretty good since Sammy went down. Santrell Henderson, he's got a back problem. He's tackle. He's out. Here's where it's scary because, like I said, LeSean McCoy has a hamstring injury, and he's questionable. I think he got hurt in practice. I think.
Yeah, I believe you're right on that one.
I think he got hurt in practice because I was listening to the John Murphy show, and I'm listening to it. And I'm like, that doesn't sound too good. Tight end Charles Clay, who we need desperately. He's good. He's got such good hands. Although I do like the other tight end.
Yeah, he's a former Dolphin, Charles Clay. He was a Dolphin.
Which one?
He left the Dolphins as a free agent and signed with the Bills, Clay.
Yeah, Clay.
I miss Clay. I like Clay.
He's
good for the Dolphins.
You never know. Sometimes the Bills pick up some
well, the
guys.
Bills
now, the guy that I like O'Leary. I think O'Leary's good too. And I like the fact that he don't use gloves. It's very rare today that players don't use gloves.
Yeah, the Bills receiving core is thin, right?
But
they got a lot of injuries.
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is, yeah. Well, receiving wise, yeah. The problem is with receiving. This week we got Woods is doubtful, and we need Robert Woods. But I tell you, the San Francisco 49ers can throw out Kaepernick all they want. It just didn't make a big difference to me. But as we look, like I said, to this week, you know, this is why we play the games. So we don't know entirely what's going to happen until we get on the field as far as Shady goes. But again, I mean, he did pretty good last week, and he had a hand injury, and now it's a hamstring. So every week it's a different body part. what'd you think of the Green Bay game last night?
I thought it was a good game. I thought for a while there I was getting worried for Green Bay. I thought they were going to lose that game early in the third quarter. But then they finally put the offense together, and Rodgers, I mean, he hooked up with Devontae Adams had a monster game, and Randall Cobb had a great game as well. So they both had over 10 or more catches, so that's huge. And Rodgers finally, I think he had like 39 completions, right, or something, Rodgers? That's sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. Yeah. He broke Favre's record.
Yeah, that's but Aaron Rodgers, but you know, the problem that I have with that game is it was so boring in the first half.
Yeah, especially once the Bears lost their starting quarterback.
Exactly.
You know, any chance of it being a close game. But I figured the Packers were a good pick last night, you know.
Well, Chicago's just not the team. So they're 1-6.
Exactly.
Chicago's 1-6, and, you know.
They're going to have one of their top players
picks. Yeah, but looking ahead this week, though, you got the Giants and the Rams, London. Now there's out. I think he's done.
Yeah, they signed
the
buddy kicker anyway. They got Robbie Gould now, the former Bear kicker.
Well,
that's a big, nice signing for the Giants to get him.
Mm-hmm. And they're 3-3, and Los Angeles is 3-3. And I picked the Giants. I think they're gonna. I think they're going to. They're gonna go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think the Giants are gonna win tomorrow too. But I gotta say, I don't like the way the Giants have handled this whole Josh Brown thing. They should have cut this guy, like, already.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
it's enough.
Why is he getting treated differently than, you know, Ray Rice and, you know, Greg Hardy got treated? You know, he did the same thing.
I hear you. I definitely understand. Yeah, it's a shame. It really is. And then we got Cleveland and Cincinnati. Of course I picked Cincinnati, but you never know. Cleveland can surprise someone. I mean, they're 0-6. At this point, I think they're just going for the higher draft. They're probably going for the higher draft pick.
Yeah.
But, so,
I mean,
anyway,
Cincinnati
so,
should beat them easy. They need a franchise.
Yeah, they should beat them easy, but you never know. Washington should beat Detroit. Washington's playing really good. And,
You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
Remember, they were 0-2, and they were about to lose to the Giants, and they came back and
beat
the Giants, and now they haven't lost
since.
That's what I said.
They haven't lost since. You're right. I agree. I agree. I agree with you on that. It's just one of those things. Before I was talking about your show. Actually, I was putting your show. I was going through some of the stuff, and I was talking about your show, and I was saying tomorrow you're going to have a big show tomorrow. So I got Mojo on the line from Mojo Sports Show. He called me up tonight to talk some NFL football. And I'm glad you did. But before we wrap this up, I got to talk. We got some wrestling news. I'm sure you heard about Frenchie Martin dying.
Yeah, I heard about that today. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I was telling everybody that I did Frenchie's last podcast interview. And Smith joked. He said that I might have done his only podcast interview. So, of course, the other night on the Hard Grapevine, which you can listen to right here on this network, we were supposed to have Mr. Dory Funk Jr., and we ended up having to make a phone call to a friend of the show, Mr. Bob Johnson, who's going to be on my show soon, Bob Johnson, and Bob Johnson got me Ken Patera. And we did an hour and 50 minutes with Ken Patera, the best radio I think we've done in forever. The best interview I think that show has ever had.
Yeah, no, that's a great show, the Hawk Radio.
Yeah,
fine.
If you want to check out that show though, Ken Patera, that was great. And you never know. Again, I'm working on some big wrestling guests. Big wrestling guest for the show, but then, like I said already, we're up number 7. It's like the weeks are flying.
I know, football flies. It's amazing.
Well, that scares me because you what do you call it? You prepare for it all week. You get ready. You watch the games, and then before you know it, you're talking about the next week. You're talking about the next the next team. Oakland should beat Jacksonville, hopefully.
I actually picking Jacksonville. PD's going to be mad at me tomorrow, but
he won't
I'm picking
be mad.
Jacksonville tomorrow.
He won't be mad. He won't be mad after the debacle. I don't know why I'm picking Oakland, but I don't know. I'm picking Oakland. After the debacle that I seen the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are playing New Orleans, I picked the Chiefs. So I like the Chiefs. I think they're doing pretty good. Buffalo, Miami, I'm going Buffalo. I mean, you never know.
I know. I have to go Miami at home. I'm going to pick them to keep their season alive.
The season's
over, so this is like a do or die game for them. That's at home. That's why I'm giving. But we'll see what happens.
If they win tomorrow, do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
No, I don't think they're an outside chance, but they still have a chance. If they don't win, a win's better than a loss. If they win on Sunday, they're only a game out of the playoffs, so they have a chance.
That's
if they're
true.
A game out of the playoffs. But if they lose, three out, so it's a big difference.
Baltimore's going to go back to Giants Stadium, which is funny, and they got to play New York Jets. I honestly think the Jets. I don't know. I think Baltimore's going to win. I'm not picking the Jets. I don't know what made me think the Jets were going to beat Arizona. Maybe because of the way Arizona's been playing.
Yeah, and I knew Arizona would beat them, but the Jets are going to win this week. I think Geno's going to play a good game. Even though I don't think Geno's that good, I think this week he's going to play a good game and the Jets are going to win.
I think Geno's okay. I mean, I don't know. Fitzpatrick sucks to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
This week we were talking about teams that Fitzpatrick played on, and somebody said the Bills, and I was laughing because they were going over all the other teams, and they were trying not to mention the Bills. Minnesota 5-0. Do they go 6-0?
I don't know. I think there's a chance they could lose this game.
That's yes, and you know, in Philadelphia though, ever since like a couple weeks ago when we were talking about, will you know, will they win? You know, against the other teams they had to beat. They've lost like two games. It's terrible. It's they were up 3-0, and then all of a sudden, it was like wow. And then wasn't it almost like they were 3, and then the bye, and then they lost the 2? Is that how that happened?
Yeah,
I think that's how that happened, right? And Tennessee and Indianapolis. I picked Tennessee. Atlanta and San Diego. I picked Atlanta. I don't know. I think Atlanta is going to start winning.
Yeah, Atlanta's playing good. They're 5-1.
I think they are playing good. Shout out to my boy Sidney, the big Atlanta Falcons fan. San Francisco, for some strange reason, I don't know why, but I picked San Francisco over Tampa Bay. I don't know why, but I did. I don't know. And I'm not a Kaepernick guy, so. And it's got nothing to do with his stance and if he's going to sit down or take a knee. I really could care less. I mean, I'd rather stand because that's how I was taught. And then New England 5-1. I would love for somehow for Pittsburgh to beat New England, but that's probably not going to happen. That's a pipe dream.
Well, not without Roethlisberger.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, thanks to Miami knocking him out. And then Seattle.
You know, interesting enough, Miami's knocked out 3 quarterbacks this year: Russell Wilson, Garoppolo, and now Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, let's hope that doesn't
Tyrod Taylor next
this Sunday. Yeah, he better not be. Bill Goldberg is next, I think, for Tyrod Taylor. Denver 4-2, Denver. Against Houston, I picked Denver. I think Denver is going to be the better of the Houston. Although Houston's playing good, so. But I have that game going 31. I have that game going 31-15. So we got some good games this week. So you never know how it's going to pan out. But I'm hoping that doesn't happen to Tyrod. I don't want him to get knocked out. But if he goes down the Buffalo Bills season, what's gonna be next for him? I mean, you know, what's next? I don't like EJ Manuel. I don't like him. So
he's not a bad backup to have, though.
He sucks. Manuel sucks. I don't know. It's like the Jet fans are calling for that other kid. They want him in. They don't even want Geno. They want the other.
Geno's not going to be on the team next year. Geno's a free agent. So Geno and Fitzpatrick, neither of them are going to be on the Jets next year. So they might as well play Petty and see what they got. You know, they're 1-5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
if they
going
win this week, they will.
I was going to say switching back to wrestling for a second. Did you hear about the Alamo Dome and they want to do Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles?
It's funny you say that. I seen that today on Facebook. I seen like a link on that. And I clicked on it. I was reading it. That's interesting. That would be great if Shawn Michaels would do it.
But Jannetty from last night's show was listening to last night's Totally Driven radio show, and anybody can listen to it. It's an awesome show. Bay and Jannetty now, because unfortunately Nick left. Nick's a great guy. We love Nick, but Nick leaves the station, And that's the end of Nick. And Jannetty's talking about this guy Ellsworth, like beating Styles like two times already. And it's like, you know, it's like I get where they're going with this, but if you're gonna, he's right though. If you're gonna build Shawn Michaels, you gotta have AJ Styles dispose of Ellsworth.
Yeah, you can't have him beating him. I know it was because of Dean Ambrose. I mean, it was because of Dean Ambrose.
But still, I mean, you can't. Right, you can't. Yeah, I don't know. I see what you're saying, but to me, if it was me, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it that way. I wouldn't have done it that way. But anyway, so tomorrow you got a big show. Well, what's going on for the show tomorrow? Can you give us
tomorrow? Yeah, Pete will be on. We'll be doing our NFL picks of the week, and then Mr. Berg is coming on this week to do the hockey preview. So that'll be at 11 o'clock. The hockey NHL preview, and Pete's going to be on early. Pete's going to be on about 9:30 tomorrow. I'm doing 9 to 12 tomorrow. So.
Oh, you're doing 9 to 12. All right, so
I got a game. Anthony's got a game at 1 o'clock.
How's he doing with his baseball?
Oh, very good. He's on he's on the travel team. So the 7U travel team. So that's good.
Yeah,
so that starts in the spring. You know, like they get into that a lot in the spring. But he's doing good. We had a game tonight. They won. You know, they did good tonight. The kids. So we won the game. So hopefully, we have two games left in the season. So
yeah, and you know what? I'm into soccer now. My best friend, the legend, the icon, Magic, his son plays soccer, and he's coming close to me. Actually, he's going to be playing like down the block from where I live, so I'm going to have to check out that game. So, yeah, hopefully.
I want to ask you, I seen something. I seen your man Magic got attacked or something in the locker room. What's up?
Yeah.
The two guys?
My man Magic was at JAP, Jersey All-Pro Wrestling, and Magic's going to be back there for the 20th. Anniversary of Jersey All Pro Wrestling, and get your tickets jap.net. Anyway, yeah, Magic got attacked in the locker room, and I guess at the show coming up in at the Rahway Rec Center, Magic's gonna be back there with a partner of his choice, and he's gonna have to take out these two guys. Magic was talking about how. He just got finished beating up somebody, and then these two guys interrupted him, and they beat him up pretty bad. But Magic, my boy bounces back. I just spoke to him today, actually, because he was telling me what a good job I did on the interview with Ken Butera, and he wanted to talk to me about Frenchie Martin. Any time a wrestler dies, we talk about wrestling. And stuff like that, but yeah, Magic got attacked, but he'll be all right. He'll survive. Magic's a survivor. He always has been. He always will be. He's got a couple of matches coming up this week, and the match I was talking about at Jersey All Pro, Alberto Del Rio is going to be there, and Alberto got engaged to Paige.
Paige proposed to him, huh?
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary.
How does that even happen?
I guess when you know, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess when you know, it's just one of those quirky things going on in the wrestling world. In the football world, tomorrow, like I said, Sunday is week number 7 already, and
can't wait.
And it's making a break it for some of these teams. I mean, I'm probably not going to call in tomorrow because I have something to do early in the morning. But if I'm PDV, he can't be happy with that loss. I mean, especially to Kansas City, because that's a division rival. you know how
important.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask him about it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, you know, if you lose to a team out of your division, I'd rather do that than lose to a team in your division because, you know, you got to represent your division. To me, I don't know. I mean, I think Oakland's going to be okay if they could stay ahead of Denver. I think Denver's going to make the moves, I think. I think so. But who knows? I mean, look, everybody in the beginning of the season had picked the Jets. You've been saying, you know, sometimes you get those picks wrong, you get it wrong. I guess they had high hopes for Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, they were hoping he did what he did last year, and it didn't happen.
You're gonna do some baseball tomorrow, I'm sure too, no?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll definitely be doing baseball. Of course, you know, the Met Roundtable crew will be calling in. So,
is the World Series set or not yet?
But we're gonna be talking about the playoffs as well, obviously. Yeah, they have not yet. It's the Indians. It's 3-2 Cubs over the Dodgers. Saturday is game 6 tomorrow. So. Kershaw's
and
on
then,
the mound for the Dodgers. So that,
yeah,
be,
and then the Indians are already waiting.
Yeah, so the Indians
and,
are waiting. The World Series starts Tuesday night.
That's crazy. And then we're going to have, wow, that's crazy already, huh? World Series.
It'll be interesting
World
if it's the Indians versus the Cubs because neither team has won. And, you know,
yeah.
The Indians haven't won almost 67, 68 years, and the Cubs haven't won in 118 years.
And when was the last time the Indians was in the World Series? 97?
Yeah, 97. They lost to the Braves.
No, they lost to the Marlins. Oh, wait.
Oh, it was the Braves. That's when the Braves won their World Series. They beat the Indians.
Who'd the Marlins beat in the...
The Yankees.
No, the Marlins didn't beat the Yankees. Well, that was the Marlins
in the World
beat
Series.
In 96.
Yankees. Marlins
no, 97.
Hey,
let's see.
The Marlins beat them with Josh Beckett. Remember? Josh Beckett beat the Yankees in a World Series.
No.
And Miguel Cabrera was hitting
home runs. 97 World Series. Hold on. Let me check that out.
Oh, yeah.
That was, let's see. That was the Indians. I was right. The Marlins over the Indians. 4-3.
But the Marlins, they also beat. They also beat them, too, the Yankees. I'm saying the Marlins beat the Yankees one of those years.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying that particular year, though, was the Marlins over the Indians. So that was
it was 2001, I think, when the Marlins beat the Yankees.
I don't think they did they? 2001
yeah,
was when you think about Arizona.
No, the Marlins, too. This famous Josh
Beckett.
No,
you're thinking about Arizona.
What I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Josh Beckett. I'm telling you, Google it.
I am. The Marlins, I don't think the Marlins ever beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah, they did.
Well, Marlins beat the Yankees? I don't think that ever happened. Beat the Yankees in the World Series? Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. You're right. 2003
it was. Yeah, I was off on a year. But yeah, I knew they beat them. But I remember the World Series.
Oh,
right? Josh
okay.
Beckett. They couldn't hit Josh Beckett in the Yankees. And Miguel Cabrera was on the Marlins.
Yeah, that was something, especially with what ended up happening. Yeah, I blanked that out in 2003. I don't know why I don't remember that. That was weird for me to But anyway, thanks for the call, and I'll talk to you soon. I don't think I'm going to be able to call tomorrow, but have a good show tomorrow. And
that's fine. And I'll speak to you. Definitely. A pleasure calling. Good, great show.
Anytime, you know, and see if you could try to call up the wrestling and we'll talk some wrestling.
Definitely, without a doubt.
All right, Mojo, take it easy.
All right, man, take care.
All right, buddy. All right, and that was Mojo, and we're going to wrap this up because they have business on this end tonight. But I had fun doing the of course. I had fun talking football, baseball, sprinkling it in, not remembering that World Series in 2003. But I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Mojo for calling. That was nice of him to give me a call, give me somebody to talk to. Mojo is a good man, good friend of the show, good friend, good guy. I consider Mojo a friend. Mojo, if you're listening, man, we still got to go to Philly and hook up a day and get some Philly cheesesteaks. We got to do that one of these days, take a road trip. All right, so that will do it for the show, and we'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned for Maverick's Comic Roundup. And good luck on Sunday, Mojo, and I hope the Miami Dolphins don't knock out my quarterback. Bye-bye, guys, and I'll see you next week.